Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes, and this is show number 220. It's another show about saints, the second show in a series of three. This is a tune called St. Paul a Terrebonne, and it's by a group called the Bumblebees. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy our travels today. Back to the Bumblebees. And that was the Bumblebees with a track there called De Saint-Paul à Terrebonne. It's from their CD called Buzzin'. The Bumblebees are a quartet from Ireland. They took form back in 1992 when Mary Shannon left Australia to come home for her sister's wedding, and Claire took up temporary residency in Galway. You see, weddings can change more than the life of the two people getting married. So she joined some friends there who knew each other from Fleas and from sessions and so on, started playing informally at pub sessions in Galway and throughout Ireland. Kind of a unique bouncy style of playing, as you can tell from that track that we just heard. And they had a shared interest in lively, cheerful, catchy tunes. Sharon Shannon got them to join in a number of concerts, helped a great deal through that, meeting other folks. Liz Doherty ended up playing fiddle with them for a number of years. And there were some changes in personnel for a while, but they're now in hiatus. The name Bumblebees is fairly popular for bands, so don't confuse this one from Ireland with the Bumblebees. It's an Australian indie band playing a cut-and-paste collision of noisy hip-hop and rock, or maybe the Zurich-based band who just want to pollinate the world with their music, as they say in their literature. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing another show about saints. So we go from St. Paul to St. Laurent. This is a track called Les Aimants du Saint-Laurent from Le Vent du Nord, the North Wind. They're from Saint-Antoine-sur-Richelieu in Quebec, so there's another saint there. Two reasons why this track should be played. Le Vent du Nord was formed in 2002. They're a five-piece generally, and they have about 10 or so recordings out. They've had multiple awards for all of those. They're a great force in Quebec's progressive francophone folk music. If you ever have a chance to see them, and they tour regularly, they're touring again this summer. I think I've got them on a list there at some festival that I'm going to go see. So if you have a chance, go and see them. This is Le Vent du Nord and Les Aimants du Saint-Laurent.
Pierre-Joseph était un jeune marchand, n'avait seulement que 19 ans. Louise Cadet, fille du marchand boucher, a quant à elle 17 années. Québec 1754, amoureux fous, ils sont tombés dans une veillée, leur chère Agathe.
Québec 1754, amoureux fous, ils sont tombés dans une veillée, la chère Agathe.
Se marier dans la jeunesse, les accusant. Quand le tuteur du bientôt jeune galant refusa son consentement, ils eurent s'enfuir vers Montréal, éviter les charivari, prendre un canot en pleine nuit.
Ils eurent s'enfuir vers Montréal, éviter les charivari, prendre un canot en pleine nuit.
Un sud-offic, et aussitôt en voyant les archers de la marée-chaussée, le Saint-Laurent, sa grève de Saint-Nicolas, les amoureux furent capturés dans les cachots de la capitale. Pierre accusé d'enlèvement s'enfuit de la prison royale.
Dans les cachots de la capitale, Pierre accusé d'enlèvement s'enfuit de la prison royale.
Sept ans plus tard, par un beau lundi matin, trois petits sans bris de nid. C'est votre amant qui à nouveau tend la main, ouvrez la porte du souvenir. Puis parcouru bien des vallées pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avez quitté.
J'ai parcouru bien des vallées pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avez quitté. J'ai parcouru bien des vallées pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avez quitté.
Thank you.
might have wondered where you ended up there. You're in Belgium, actually. That is Echo de la Warchaine. It was way back in 1896, 126 years ago, when the Echo de la Warchaine Musical Society was formed in this small village called Waimes, W-A-I-M-E-S, in Belgium. Lots of brass, of course, as you could tell there. And they sang out the name of the saint that was for. It was called Le Saint-Martin. It was an event for a community celebration of Saint-Martin. The first 50 years or so, the membership was somewhere around 20 to 30 members, and it still is today. So that's many years, 126 years later. And so they do community events, celebrations, Bavarian evenings, play-ins, open-air balls, concerts, all sorts. They've traveled a bit as a community band, but they're solidly connected to their village. And their village, Waimes, has less or fewer than 7,000 people, largely French-speaking village. So what other community of 7,000 people that you know has maintained a community brass band for 125-plus years? They've recorded a bit, including on this double CD of traditional music from Belgium. And they were still active during Zoom throughout the pandemic, kind of to keep up their chops. Before that, we heard Le Vent du Nord and Les Aimants de Saint-Laurent. This is a show, Roots and Branches of Beyond, which we're focusing on saints. This is show number 220. We go then to a famous saint from a song that is quite popular in Newfoundland Labrador called Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's. Cape St. Mary's is a lovely place to see seabirds as well as the pounding surf and so on. This is a great version by Rum Ragged, who I've played a number of times before. Started in around 2016, their debut album, that won awards. Then their 2018 album, The Hard Time, won awards and got the number one spot on Fred Records' wall of top-selling releases. They had a best-selling Christmas CD as well, and this is their latest one out that I have, I'm aware of. It's called The Thing About Fish, and this is it's a lovely CD. So the Rum Ragged is four folks. They're from different outport communities around the island, and they just go from strength to strength. This is their version of Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's.
Western boat, let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the hackdown sail and the foghorns wail, with my friends the Browns and Clarys. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's. Let me feel my dory lift to the broad Atlantic combers, where the tide rips swirl and the wild dogs whirl, where old Neptune calls the numbers, neath the broad Atlantic combers. Sail up Golden Bay with my oilskins all a-streaming from the thunder squall when I haul the trawl, and my old Cape Ann a-gleaming with my oilskins all a-streaming. That rugged shore where the beach is all a-glisten with the capelin spawn, where from dusk to dawn you bait your trawl and listen to the undertow. Big shore, where the ground swells break asunder, where the wild sands roll to the surge's toll. Let me be a man and take it when my dory fails to make it. Take me back to that snug green cove where the seas roll up their thunder. Where the stars shine out their wonder, and the seas roll up their thunder.
Une fierté dans mon sourire. Enfant de la mer, ancré dans un rêve, du berceau jusqu'au trépas. D'un village à l'autre, c'est la même chose, un seul cœur qui bat. Bé Sainte-Marie, aujourd'hui je chante ton nom. Bé Sainte-Marie, mon souhait le plus profond, c'est que dans les vents qui rappellent dans tes granges que ta chanson continue. C'est que dans les vagues qui martèlent tes côtes que le monde entier te salue. Bé Sainte-Marie, j'ai quelque chose à dire. Bé Sainte-Marie, y a une fierté dans mon sourire.
track there called Baie Saint-Marie, as you may have told, been able to tell, at least from the chorus. That is Grand Derangement, a group from the St. Mary's Bay area of southwestern Nova Scotia. The name refers to the great expulsion of the Acadians by the British in 1755, which is a major turning point in Acadian history. And in Canadian history, we lost a lot of really good farmers and musicians and so on. Anyway, the name also alludes to the group. I wonder if, like Cajun music, which is it came from, if we would have had that develop in Nova Scotia, had we not expelled the Acadians in 1755? Oh, the mind just sort of wanders, yes. The name also alludes to the group wanting to rouse its audience. So the band's name, Grand Derangement, also means the Great Disturbance, or a Great Disturbance. So they draw from disparate musical traditions like French chansonnier, or folk and Celtic and rock and Nouveau Acadien musical repertoire. This was from their debut album. I believe it was the debut. Maybe not. 1998. Tournons la page. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 220, and we're playing music of saints. Today you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM and Norris Point 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Caper Radio CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Next up we have the Celtic Jazz Collective. So if you take a jazz musician with an interest in Celtic music and a Celtic musician with a passion for jazz, and you mix them together, you end up with a band like this. So it was founded by jazz drummer Lewis Nash and Irish guitarist David O'Rourke. O'Rourke grew up in a Dublin home where jazz was always on the turntable, and sort of met fortuitously with jazz drum master Lewis Nash. He was in Ireland playing with the Tommy Flanagan Trio, and they kind of got together and started jamming and so on, and they got grant, I guess, to produce a CD and a documentary about the connection between jazz and Celtic music, and that's how the Celtic Jazz Collective was born. This is their progeny, a CD called A Vision or Aislinn, and this is their version of St. Anne's Reel. So it starts off kind of normal, I suppose. Not normal, I shouldn't say, because there's nothing normal about sort of straight ahead music. But anyway, you'll see when the jazz beat comes in. I shouldn't explain it. You'll understand better when you listen. This is the Celtic Jazz Collective in St. Anne's Reel. Thank you.
devil and our path rarely cross, and we do a whole lot of living. More than time, we'll put our cares far behind while we sail the ship that never goes to sea.
Saints and angels watch over you. That is Sharon Shannon and the Waterboys. And that's from a CD called Saints and Scoundrels. But the song is called Saints and Angels. Before that, we heard from the Celtic Jazz Collective in their version of St. Anne's Reel. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 220 and a show about saints. I've played Sharon Shannon and the Waterboys before. She's an Irish musician, best known for her work with the accordion. She's toured the U.S. Many, many times, first time when she was only 14 years old. She was with a few bands, including the Waterboys, for a while. Well, who hasn't played with the Waterboys, right? And she began her own recording career in 1989, and she has close to 20 solo releases. But a lot of times, she brings people in on certain tracks on those releases, and it's great. The Waterboys, of course, I've played before. They're the British-Irish-Scottish folk band, formed in Edinburgh in 1983 by Scottish musician Mike Scott, the singer there, and he's still with the band. Next up, we have Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Dave Van Ronk together. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott is an American folk icon. He's the real thing. He's kind of a thread from the present to the past. He was born in Brooklyn, New York, 1931. He was inspired by rodeos, wanted to be a cowboy. He ran away when he was 15 years old. And 3 months later, his family tracked him down, brought him home. But he caught the bug. He'd been exposed to cowboy music, and he took up playing and singing, hung around with Woody Guthrie. He influenced Bob Dylan. In fact, he used to, when he'd sing a Bob Dylan song, he'd say, "Here's a song from my son, Bob Dylan." And that became a rumor that, in fact, that was true, but it wasn't. Elliot plays guitar in sort of this traditional flat-picking style, kind of humorous storytelling. His singing has a nice sort of nasal quality, which probably his alleged son, Bob Dylan, emulated. Rambling comes from his travels. He's rambled, and he's also able to talk about anything at all. He's got about 40 albums out. Somebody said, and I love this quote, there are no degrees of separation between Jack and the real thing. Here he is doing the St. James Infirmary.
It was down in old Joe's bar on the corner by the square. Usual crowd was assembled, and Big Joe McKinney was there. He was standing at my shoulder, his eyes were bloodshot red. He turned to the crowd around him. These are the very words he said. What did he say, Jack?
I went down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She's laid out on a cold white table, so cold, so white, so fair.
Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, she'll never find a sweet man like me. Oh, when I die, bury me in my high-top Stetson and put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. God know I died standing back.
I want six crap shooters for pallbearers, a chorus girl to sing me a song, put a jazz band on my hearse wagon, raise hell as I roll along.
Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, she'll never find a sweet man like me. Roll out your rubber-tired carriage, roll out your old-time hack. 12 men going to the graveyard and 11 coming back.
Now that I've told my story, I'll take another shot of booze. And if anyone should happen to ask you, I've got those gambler's blues.
I'll let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, but never find a sweet man like me.
In the mid-1960s, the news rang out clear. Pack your bags and your nets, you must get out of here. Take your picks and your shovels, your rakes and your hoes. The government says you must pack up and go. Well, the news, it soon spread to the harbors and coals that the young crowd were leaving in hordes and in droves, for to go to Toronto to follow their goals, or to go to Placentia and live on the dole.
And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Toslow, they steam across the bay with their houses in tow, with their beds in the bow, their skulls in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters.
Well, Skipper Jim Pittman said he wouldn't go, while there's nets to be mended and hay to be mown. Said he'd never work, no matter the pay, in a hockey stick factory out Stephenville way.
And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Toslow, they steam across the bay with their houses in tow, with their beds in the bow, their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters.
On all politicians they cursed and they swore, they rather would fight off in some distant war. For when they ceased to ramble and they ceased to roam, they could always return to a place they called home.
And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Toslow, they steam across the bay with their houses in tow, with their beds in the bow, their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters.
Now the islands and harbors and coves are ghost towns, and you need a long liner to harvest the ground. And the big oil refinery now stands as a shrine to the daughters and sons who remember the time.
They sailed out from St. Leonard's and out from Toslow, they steam across the bay with their houses in tow, with their beds in the bow, their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters. They sailed out from St. Leonard's and out from Toslow, they steam across the bay with their houses in tow, with their beds in the bow, their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters, bound away with their sons and their daughters, bound away with their sons and their daughters.
That's the Irish Descendants, and from their song called Out from St. Leonard's. Irish Descendants sort of came from two different bands in Newfoundland, the Descendants and Irish Coffee, and they certainly helped popularize Newfoundland Irish music to a wider Canadian audience, played for many years, still do. The lineup has changed somewhat. Con O'Brien, I think, is still sort of the constant, one of the frontmen, and they persist. They seem to be sort of more of a country band now, but they've got lots of great albums out. And before that, we heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Dave Van Ronk. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a variety of ways. Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, or Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 in St. John's, possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Well, next up, we have a band called Uncle Earl, an American old-time music band formed originally in 2000. This is from their fifth album, Waterloo, Tennessee. It was produced actually by Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. These things all are very circular, aren't you? The different kinds of music. The two founders put together a small sort of temporary lineup to play a few shows, and after their initial performances went well, the group decided to stay together. And the name is sort of a funny name for an all-women's group, they said, because they were fans of Earl Scruggs, Steve Earle, and Uncle Tupelo, and so they put them all together. A variety of folks have been in the band over the years who went on to solo careers and so on. This is a song called Bonnie on the Isle of Santa Elena, and Bonaparte, when he first came out, he was seen as a hero. Like Beethoven, for example, he dedicated his Third Symphony to Napoleon Bonaparte. But when the general decided to become a dictator and crowned himself emperor, Beethoven tore it up, and he was mad for the rest of his life. And the fact that there was such idealism around Bonaparte when he first started, and then he became entirely corrupted, and this happens constantly with dictators. I can't think of a dictator where it hasn't happened to. There was a great deal of anger, and a lot of songs, very angry about Bonaparte because of how he had raised up their ideals. This is a song called Boney on the Isle of Santa Elena, because the last 6 years of Bonaparte's life, he was sick, imprisoned by the British Army on an island in South Atlantic called Santa Elena. I'll spare you all the folklore around the song itself, but it has a great sort of provenance to it. This is Uncle Earl.
Dis-moi donc, dis-moi donc de quoi. On sort le char de la ruelle, on a le nez sur le pare-brise. Dis-moi donc, dis-moi donc pas ça.
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 Dis-moi donc, dis-moi donc pas ça. On y va!
J'avais dérobé le soleil pour que jamais vienne le jour. Nous courions dans les prairies, tes rubans volaient au vent. Nous avons bu dans nos mains à la source du matin.
À la porte d'un château, nous sommes entrés sans frapper. Des lutins, tambours au dos, nous attendaient pour danser.
Sous une lune d'opale, nous avons ouvert le bal.
Moi qui ai jamais su danser, j'ai dansé à perdre pied. Puis rendu à l'horizon, de beaux anges à cheveux longs ont avancé un nuage et nous ont poussé au large.
On voyait d'en haut la terre, toute noire, pleine de misère.
Toi tu as dit, ce sont nos frères, redonnons-leur la lumière. Donc nous sommes redescendus, puisque le soleil, je l'avais. À la faune, je t'ai rendu, et le matin, c'est refait.
J'ai la promesse des anges, qu'après le jugement dernier, on prendra ce bal étrange, et pour toute l'éternité. On prendra ce bal étrange, et pour toute l'éternité.
Thank you.
Called Christine Tassin and Les Impostures, and they're doing something called Montagne Saint-Geneviève. Started off with a song called Le Bal, and they're been around for 20 years or so. They sort of work in the gypsy jazz milieu from Montreal originally, and they've done lots of festivals, including the Festival in St. John's there. If anybody happened to see them there, they were at the Django Reinhardt Festival in France, which is one of the most prestigious gypsy jazz festivals at all. And they certainly have added the Québécois feel to that as well. They've got four albums out. That's from the one called Entre Félix and A Jangle. And before that, we heard from Joutou. It's J-O-U-T-O-U. And it's a version of Joutout, the French words meaning you play everything. It's a super group of world music veterans launched in 2002 by guitarist and oud player André Thibault, who was a Montreal-born musician of Acadian ancestry, a passionate student of flamenco and Arabic music. He met and they became a couple. Chushahar, who was, played the pipa, which is sort of a Chinese lute, along with a percussionist from Uruguay, Pepe Danza, and multi-instrumentalist Amy Steven from the group Mad Pudding, and they put together a multicultural band. These days, Thibault and Chushahar sort of set up a lot of educational programming in British Columbia. That was from a CD called Joutou, and it was called Cruise à Pointe Saint-Charles. And you've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 220. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly maybe Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. Next up, we have Les Cowboys Fringantes, folk rock group from Repigny in Quebec, formed in 1990 somewhere. And Frignant means either dashing or spry or smartly dressed or frisky or lively or spirited or whatever. This is called Camping Saint-Germain.
Matin pour Gina, Pinard et JP, la brosse en Mustang sur la main, main dans la main vers le voyage de noces. JP était bien content parce qu'il sait bien que quand il se bat de la peine, il fait les choses en grand, il a réservé au camping Saint-Germain. Prêt d'arriver là-bas au beau milieu du festival country, il y avait une tombola pis du palarès qui jouait dans le plancher. On parquait le roulotte sur un petit terrain pas loin du casse-croûte. C'était pas un mauvais spot parce qu'il entendait presque pas l'autoroute. Dans l'odeur de patates frites, ils se sont payés une petite bulle. Dans les broussailles du camping Saint-Germain, où le temps s'est figé des années 70. Ils s'étonnent dans le coin, dans Gogun, en Bédane, en écoutant Elvis, mais d'à côté, sur le bumper, la lorotte, c'est un cooler. Le lendemain, JP encore impressionné sa douce. Check bien ça qui a dit m'en va aller gagner un beau nounou. Au lieu du gonaplon, il s'est fait escroquer par un forain. Maudit qui se trouvait qu'on s'en fiait assez cher pour un petit toutou de chien.
Ouais, sacré forain, c'est
vrai, les gars font ce carnaval. Mais il a oublié ça parce que soit il y avait l'occasion de se faire en gagnant le championnat du tournoi de pétanque annuel du Merveille. Il s'est effondré en finale contre un gauche feu grichou qui n'avait pas de dentier et qui portait un beau chandail de loup. Mais pour bien le réconforter, sa belle Gina l'a entraîné dans les broussailles du camping Saint-Germain. Où le temps s'est figé les années 70. Il s'est donc dans la couette dans Gourgoun en Bédoune. En écoutant Elvis sur un vieux tape à cassette avec la Laurentide tablette. Ils exportent les verres. Au bout de quelques temps, Gina a commencé à prendre un coup en voyant que son amant ne s'occupait jamais d'elle pour deux sous. Il était toujours poigné dans ses ligues de poche, pis ses games de fer, elle en a eu assez. Elle s'est dit, ça va être la fin de mon Jean-Pierre. Comme Hippolyte, elle s'est mis à creuser le gros drummer de l'orchestre Saint-Cypoplette qui jouait soir là pour l'Halloween des campeurs. JP qui picolait avec les gars de l'équipe de Balconé. T'as pas vu ce qui se passait quand ça avait les parties dans le petit boisé.
Well, that music indicates it's the last track, and we heard there Les Cowboys Fringants, Camping Saint-Germain from their CD La Grande Messe. This is Ian Bell, a guy who plays more instruments than most people can remember, who is in more bands and is seemingly possible. Wonderful artist and historical collector and musician. This is from a CD called Signor Farini and Other Adventures. And it's a set of jigs and reels for Saint-Georges. And that starts off there with, that's a Quebecois reel as well. Partier de Lancers or whatever. That comes by various names. Anyway, thanks for joining me today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Songs about saints. And that last set of tunes, this set of tunes here, is reels and jigs for Saint George. Can't forget Saint George. This has been show number 220. Hope you join me again next week. We'll have one more show with saints in the title somewhere, and then move on to who knows what next. Hope you enjoyed the travels. Take care of each other, okay? Happy trails.